We welcome you back. It is the long-running Michael Garfield High Tech Techs and High Tech Traveling Show. Live phone calls right now. More than happy to answer and give you recommendations. Listen, we're pretty much in back-to-school mode. Trips are still prevalent. I know a lot of schools don't go back until Labor Day, but my summer travel continues to roll. And for those of you who have been commenting on my Facebook and certainly my Instagram stories and highlights, yes, let me see if I can recap a great trip that I had in Southern California not too long ago. I go to SoCal relatively often. And I love that part of the country. It's certainly a lot better climate than what I live in right now. So when I escape, I hang out in the LA and I'll go to San Diego, Orange County. Man, that's my jam. But for the first time, I went offline, actually off mainland. I went to Catalina Island. And I wrote a story and I submitted it to some of the travel magazines that I write for. If you want to check it out, you can go to my website to get a preview, hightechtexan.com. And I'll say it again, you know what, I joke because the very few things that I know about Catalina Island come from the movie Step Brothers. It's one scene, really, in Step Brothers. And I know it wasn't even shot there, at least most of it, but I had to go. So I planned this along. I got to give some props to their PR companies, certainly with the Catalina Express, Karen McCauley, wonderful contact who just helped kind of put everything together for a really day long in Catalina. And so highly recommend if you do have at least a day. I don't know. It would have been fun to spend 2 or 3 days there. Go check out Catalina. Pretty much the way to get there is from a kind of a relatively high-speed boat. And the company is called Catalina Express. It's a main charter service to and from Catalina Island. They go from three different ports, San Pedro and Long Beach, which are, you know, just, I don't know, what are they? The 45 minutes south, 30, 45 minutes south of LA. You can also get there through Dana Point, which is in Orange County. They got about 30 daily departures to, there are two big cities in Catalina, Avalon and Two Harbors. And I went to Avalon for the day. Easy enough. It's like a train. It's like an airplane. You book online, you get to the terminal, you wait, you get on the boat. Very nice. I was in the Commodore Lounge and I had a little cocktail and we left in the morning, about an hour or so later, boom, we're in beautiful Catalina. And I guess it's 22, 23 miles off the coast and it's an island. It's a pretty big, very hilly island. And some of the things that I recommend, and again, I just want to take a few minutes here on the radio, but some of the things that if you do, here's what you need to check out. First of all, get a golf cart, Catalina Island golf carts. We rented a 4-seat golf cart, about $50 an hour, and we spent about an hour and a half, and that's really all you need to really see some of the sights just to kind of get your bearings in and around Avalon. Just the cutest little harbor village, for lack of a better term. It was a sunny day. There were boats docked everywhere. Apparently if you have a boat in LA area, you kind of get over there and you anchor and you have some fun. We went up and down the hills. We saw everything. You return the cart. And then you walk around. Great restaurants. If you want the best view, we saw a lot of views. I saw a lot of views in restaurants. Best view, Blue Water Grill. We spent an hour, hour and a half, probably going to spend 5 hours over there drinking and eating. Man, the food was phenom. Neat drinks, but we sat on the patio. See if you can sit on the deck. Kind of juts out over the water. We had a great view of the harbor and the famous casino, which you can't gamble in, but it's just called a casino. If you've seen pictures of Catalina or the movie, you know what the casino is. They've got fresh seafood, had lobster. It got kind of a, I'm not going to say it's fish and chips. It was fried fish and fried shrimp with the French fries. I'm on vacation, people. You know I eat well, but you know I kind of had to go off the diet a little. It was great. Drinks were icy cold. So that's probably, you know, Blue Water, a neat dessert place too, which is right across the way. Lloyd's of Avalon. It's been there for decades and decades. Great ice cream. They make fudge and everything. So if you take families, that's a neat place for the kids to go. Highlight, I guess one or two other highlights. We parasailed. Anybody parasail? Actually, if anybody's parasailed, I'd love you to 713-212-5950, live phone line right now. We'd love to hear from you right now. I've done it a few times in Mexico. It's not scary. Don't freak out, people. No. It's so it was pre-booked, Catalina Island parasail. And it's you go in two people at a time if you really want to. So it's a tandem thing. I never once got wet. They don't land you in the water. And it's the most surreal experience. It is so quiet up there, 600 or 800 feet, and they pull you from this boat, and you go in and around the harbor, and you cannot see a view like this. You have to get up there. The crew was so nice and inviting. They took pictures, and they'll sell you the pictures, and so you can prove you were up there. We were floating, if you will. It was about 10 minutes. I mean, the whole trip took about an hour. There was several other people in the boat, but for 10 minutes, you're just kind of like soaring over everything. At Catalina Island Parasail, they did a great job. It's about $75 or so per person. Yeah, certainly worth it without a doubt. Walked around the island a little bit more before we left. There's a neat activity. I saw zip lines everywhere. I didn't get the chance to zip line. Man, I would have jumped at that chance. But there's zip lines that crisscross a lot of these canyons. But below that, we did get to go play in the trees. A company called Catalina Aerial Adventure. Actually, that's not the company, but it's in Descanso Canyon. It's about a 10-minute walk from the harbor. But we did this Catalina Aerial Adventure that you get in these harnesses. There's these, is it a treehouse? I'm going to call it a set of planks and boards that are built up, I don't know, 30 feet above the ground on these trees. And there's guides there, and you kind of harness yourself in and you navigate and walk around. Now, that was something fun, it's fun to do. But point is, there's golf courses I saw. There's a ton of things. But of all the times I've been to been to Southern California for all these years, I kind of really never thought about Catalina. Now, I'm kind of like the pimp for it. So if anybody has questions, and hopefully you'll see my articles, my column, that it's going to be picked up by a few magazines. It'll be out there and, you know, Google search for a while. But if anybody has more travel, you know, questions, I am your guy. You can follow me, you know, at hightechtexan.com. Send me an email, michaelgarfield@iheartmedia.com. But Catalina Island, fun stuff. And I did not have wine, nor did I see a wine mixer. So stop calling with that. All right, we're going to take a break right now as we try to wind up the show at about 40 minutes or so. You know, the phone number, you know, the website, Michael Garfield over here, beaming with the sunshine. A lot of great memories from Catalina Island.